I have a problem dealing with rejection. I've been rejected as a child, and I don't know how to deal with rejection from my family.
It seems like nothing can break the heart and wound the spirit like rejection. You've tuned in to Hope for the Heart with June Hunt. Today, June continues her look at the pain of rejection and how we can heal our wounded hearts as she discusses the typical ways we respond to rejection, referring to these responses as the inner and outer symptoms or signs of rejection. It's from her series, Rejection, Healing a Wounded Heart. Here is June Hunt.
There are inner symptoms of rejection like anxiety, feeling real apprehension when someone says, trust me. I have a friend that drives her up a wall. We were driving someplace. I said, no, I think we have to go left. I said, just trust me. And she said, I hate those words. Trust me. Well, distrust is a major issue when there has been rejection. Distrust. I can't really trust others to not reject me. One person said it this way, I'm just waiting for the other shoe to fall. Escapism. Life is so painful. I need to escape. How do people escape? You tell me. How are some ways that people... Drugs, alcohol.
Internet.
What? Movies, internet.
Sleeping.
Yeah. Work. Oh, yeah, workaholism. The person who has the inner symptoms of rejection, an inability to accept love, even if someone tells you, I love you. It's like, I know in my heart that's not true. And I had people I said that to. I know you're just saying that. You have to say that. But see, in my heart, I knew it was not true. That there wasn't anything in me to love or to like. But I was superimposing, I was projecting, I was pulling over from my dad the way he treated me, and I made that to the people closest to me. And that wasn't fair to them. And by the way, when that occurs, and I've had some people who now very likely will be that way, you just keep saying the same thing again, over and over. Say it again and again and again. Because we're told, do not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So if we need renewed minds, we need to retrain our brain, right? So keep speaking the truth in love.
Do you need to retrain your brain because past rejection is hurting your current relationships? Now, Hope for the Heart continues as June Hunt presents hope and help for all of us as we've experienced the pain of rejection.
Outer signs of rejection. When there has been true rejection, the joy of living is snuffed out for a period of time. Like throwing a wet towel on a lit candle. And unfortunately, there's this dark disposition that we can get about life, about the people in our lives. So the problem is rejection breeds rejection. So we start rejecting others. The truth is, yes, we are going to be rejected, but we must not let that control our lives. If our identity is truly in the Lord, not in our rejection, then we're going to experience trials. I really appreciate 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. You are going to be at times persecuted, but God is not going to abandon you. And that's what we have to realize. Yeah, some people might, but you know, He's going to make sure that we are survivors. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. If, though, that's not where you are, you can literally have apathy. just giving up on life, not caring about anything. Some people go the other way. I've seen young people who become bullies. If you look in their background is one of rejection. You look at Columbine. You look at those teenagers who have done mass murders. Every one of them have had times of severe rejection. So therefore, they're trying to find a way to compensate. And so they become loners, and then maybe they'll get a few with them, and they'll become arrogant amidst the pain of rejection, and they're reacting to those who rejected them, and that's why they're killing other friends or other classmates and teachers, authorities. So they act superior to others. They'll be very defensive at times, arguing with others, but for self-protection. If I was ever called on the carpet, I would be very defensive. I think I am not that way now. Being defensive is so about me. It's so self-oriented. Everybody's going to make mistakes. Sometimes we just choose wrong. Sometimes we sin. Admit it. I was unwise in the way I said that. Please forgive me. Instead of having to have 400 reasons why you did it. I remember being told, June, you are too defensive. You are too defensive. I grew up where I had to have a reason for everything. Everything had to be just right because if Dad got upset, it was bad news. Big trouble. But that was then, and this is now. That was then, even when I got out of my home of origin, I carried that into my young adulthood, and I was too defensive. Do you see what I'm saying? And there are times when we have to say, I've got to grow up. I've got to mature. If we are controlled by the rejection of the past, there are going to be these outer, it's like fruit. If you've got a bad root, you're just going to have bitter fruit. I've seen especially the issue of jealousy. When there's been rejection, then it's like Claire's my friend. We become friends and we start doing things together. Oh no, why would you go out with Deborah? I mean, don't you want me to go along too? What's the matter? Are you all being exclusive? There's all this, when all it is insecurity on my part that Claire should be able to have other friends exclusive of me, apart from me. But when there's been rejection, there's a clingy, clutchy sensation. It's like, I've got to hold on, I've got to hold on. Who is the faith in at that point? It's in me. I'm holding on with everything I got. Am I trusting God? No. Instead, can't I be like Abraham? The apple of his eye is his son, the long-awaited son. God says he's going to take him. He's going to be gone from this earth. And still, Abraham trusts in God. With all the preparations to sacrifice his beloved son, Isaac. And I'm sure there was a cutting in the heart. And then God gave back that son to live here on earth for a long period of time with his father. He held Isaac with an open hand. I have admired that for years. And part of the reason I've admired it so much is because I have held on. I have clutched. But as Corrie ten Boom said one time, I have learned to hold what is dear to me with an open hand, for the prying of my fingers is far too painful. Let's see if we can just get out of ourselves and say, God, even though I have been rejected, I am willing to trust you. So often the issue is what's going on in our minds. We've got these words, these repeated thoughts and feelings that come down to inner vows. The thoughts are, I don't matter. I don't have anything to offer. I don't fit anywhere. This type of mentality. And so those thoughts produce these feelings. I feel excluded. I feel empty inside. I feel all alone. Well, the inner vow is, I'm never going to get involved with people again. I'm never going to go to church again. I'm not going to let anyone control me again. Well, yeah, you shouldn't let people control you, but instead, let Christ control you, and then have a healthy relationship with those that God brings into your life. If the thoughts are, oh, I'm not good enough, I'm not accepted, I'm not worth anything, the feelings are, well, I feel unloved, I feel unwanted, I feel abandoned, well, my vow is no one will tell me what to do again. No one will ever hurt me again. I'm not going to let anyone get close to me again. And then we rob the people that God has put into our lives, where there should be a precious relationship, where there should be an opportunity for enjoying one another, learning from one another, giving to one another, helping one another. People are in our lives for good reasons, not to be controlling one another. We have to be very careful of these vows. Have we made any vows to ourselves, by the way? Not verbally to others. Or maybe you have. But this progression of these thoughts and feelings and vows, we instead need to say, Lord, I'm going to take my thoughts captive and make them obedient to Christ. This is where you've got to train your mind. You take your thoughts captive, you train your mind, you tell yourself the truth. The truth is, you are accepted by God. Yes, you've been hurt. Every one of us here have been rejected. But are we going to allow God to heal us from our pain? Or are we going to be controlled by that pain? This is where we need to say, all right, if I have these vows, if I have something I told myself over and over, wait a minute, does it match up to the Word of God? Is this what God wants me to do? 2 Corinthians 10. Verse 5, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So sometimes we've got this argument we've been giving to God. I'm not going to let anybody. Well, wait a minute. Who's your God? Are you letting God be your God? At issue is to realize that at times we have been controlled by the past, controlled by the past. In terms of the causes of rejection, our parents are designed by God to play a huge role in our lives. What do you do if indeed there is a huge deficit there? Some of you had great parents. Both were great. Some of you had one wonderful parent, and the other, for whatever reason, did not give what was needful in your life.
You're listening to Hope for the Heart with June Hunt. This week we're looking at rejection, healing a wounded heart. Today June is presenting insight into the inner and outer signs of rejection and encouraging us toward healing. Now June reveals how these signs impact our lives and relationships as she shares a conversation she had with a woman who was rejected by her mother. Here again is June Hunt.
I'd like for you to hear a conversation I had a little while back. And just think, if you were talking with her, what advice would you give? What are your thoughts?
I have a problem dealing with rejection. I've been rejected as a child, and I don't know how to deal with rejection from my family. When I get close to people, it seems like people reject me.
Uh-huh. You said that you initially were rejected as a girl.
At the age of 3, my mother and father were divorced, and I'm 43. I haven't seen my mother in 39 years, and my mother called me recently and stirred up something in me. She wants to be my mom. Meet her, be her daughter. I don't know how to be a daughter to her.
What did she say to you?
She's sorry of leaving me and abandoned her children. Mm-hmm. She feels guilt over it. But why didn't she contact me when I was a kid?
Mm-hmm.
My father always gave her permission if he wanted to see the children anytime.
Yes.
But it's hard. Now she's getting older and she wants my help and I can't give it to her. Not that I don't want to. I would love to help her, but I have a family.
When you said she wants you to take care of her, are you talking about physically?
Yes. She says, would you help me? And I said, if you sell your house, move to my area, and buy a double, you live downstairs, I live up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll try to help you. But she's not willing, then forget it. Mm-hmm. But she wants to try to bring a mother and daughter relationship, and I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate her. Mm-hmm. I just feel bad that I feel rejected and hurt, especially around New Year's.
Yes.
My mother left me on New Year's, and New Year's Day is the hardest month for me.
Oh, yes.
Because she left me in the winter and mm-hmm. never came back. I never know where she went. She left me at the door of my grandmother's and gone. I'm learning for the first time in my walk as a Christian that God doesn't reject me. I'm learning that, but it's so hard to believe it sometimes.
Well, I'd like for you to write down this passage, read it every single day. Psalm 27:10.
I know.
You know that one. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Isn't that wonderful?
I have a lot of mothers in the Lord, but I've been crying out for, like, I have a male friend. I was looking up to him like a spiritual dad, and now he rejects me. Because I did something wrong, and I didn't mean to.
She said, I did something wrong.
So, and I didn't mean to.
And I didn't mean to. And she's being rejected. Now, I want you to listen to what she says.
How old was this man?
He's going to be turning 70.
Uh-huh.
And I loved him as a dad figure. He helped me deal with a lot of things. He's told me how much God loved me. Because I was feared into chemo. I didn't come the loving way.
Feared because, into a relationship with Christ, is that what you're saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In other words, the threat of hell?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we need to replace that. I just don't know that I can accept being scared into a relationship with Christ. We receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, knowing His love, His immense love for us. He didn't have to come to earth to die on the cross for our sins.
Now, did you hear what was said about this man? What did you hear was the situation?
Looked at him as a dad.
She said, I look at you like a dad figure. And that wasn't enough. How old is she? 43. He is how old?
70.
That's right. And now he is doing what with her? He's rejecting her. And he's the one who's been talking about the love of God. Isn't this pitiful? It's because he has another agenda. He wants to use her, and he can't accept that she has a boundary of saying, I see you as a friend. Do you realize what that does? To be rejected, what does that do to her image of God? It messes it up.
Ever felt like a prisoner to your emotions? Then How to Handle Your Emotions by June Hunt is a must read. You'll learn how by feeling your emotions and dealing with your pain, you can find hope and healing for anger, depression, fear, grief, rejection, and more. Harness the power of your emotions and let God make you into the person He created you to be. You can order your copy online at hopefortheheart.org or by calling 1-800-488-4673. That's 1-800-488-HOPE.
Let's return as June Hunt continues her conversation with the listener about rejection.
The Bible says God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son that whoever would believe in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. So what we see is His motivation is love. It's a love relationship that He wants with you. Fear needs to be replaced with faith. And that way, you won't be fear-based, living fearful. You said that you have been rejected all your life. Is that correct?
Yes.
I want you to write down this passage, Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. I love that passage. When the tendency is rejection, listen to this carefully, rejection breeds rejection. And I don't think you want that for your life, do you?
Mm-mm. Because I was feared in the kingdom, I don't know how, really, to embrace God's love because I hear about so much about God to love the world. But the thing is, I know that in my heart, but I don't understand like, in other words, no one showed me any love. My dad wasn't mm-hmm. there for me.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It's hard for me at times to relate to that daddy concept. I didn't have an affectionate father at all. He was austere, rough, rejecting. And the difficulty is being able to picture the Heavenly Father as a warm, accepting, loving Father, because that wasn't what we received here on earth. And the tendency is to view God with the same earthly characteristics that we had in our own upbringing by Father, and then to see God in that same way. This is where we have to retrain our brain. I say that only because the Bible says truth sets us free. And so the way you retrain your brain is you rehearse the truth over and over and over. Are you familiar with that song, Great is Thy Faithfulness?
Yeah, I am.
You are, okay. Your mother wasn't faithful to you, correct?
That's right.
Was your father always faithful to you?
No.
But our God cannot do anything but be faithful to you. So what we start doing is dealing with the truth. Over a period of time, more and more, you're going to see God's faithfulness to you. The Bible even says that even if we are faithless, He will be faithful. What a God. I don't want you being controlled by the pain of the past and the rejection of the past. So you have to face the truth. The truth sets you free. You admit the rejection of the past and its pain. You accept and claim God's unconditional love. Isaiah 54:10 says, "Though the mountains be shaken and the hills removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken." And that is marvelous.
The pain of rejection can be powerful, but you can grow in your ability to be more accepting of yourself and others. Do you know the three levels of acceptance? These three levels and much more are available in June Hunt's Heart of the Matter series, Rejection, Healing a Wounded Heart. This series presents biblical hope and practical help for healing a heart that's been wounded by rejection. Hope and healing for rejection is also offered in June's book, How to Handle Your Emotions. If you'd like to know more about this series and the book, visit hopefortheheart.org or at 1-800-488-HOPE, 1-800-488-4673. Both would be valuable in your personal or small group Bible study. And when you contact us, would you make it a point to let us know the call letters of the station where you hear this program? This is valuable information for us. As June mentioned, she understands rejection because she was rejected by her father, but there is hope and healing. Listen to this note from a listener.
I turned my life over to the Lord. Soon after, out of the blue, I was hired into a very good job, but then I was laid off. It was then that I totally recommitted myself to the Lord. Later, my boss called and asked if I wanted my job back. I've been back ever since and pray to our Lord, as my only help, to do my job well.
June Hunt and Hope for the Heart have provided scriptural answers to the tangled problems of hurting people through this radio program and through many other counseling resources. In fact, Hope for the Heart recently received the Radio Impact Award at the National Religious Broadcasters 2012 convention. We're grateful for this honor and we share it with you. Thank you for your prayers and your financial investments in this ministry. There are still many opportunities to share biblical hope and practical help. Won't you join us with your financial investment? We also need those who are committed to pray for this ministry. You can visit hopefortheheart.org, hopefortheheart.org, or call 1-800-488-HOPE, 1-800-488-4673. Now let's listen as June shares a closing word of hope from God's Word.
If you are hurt and heartbroken, just remember, there's one friend who can be trusted to stand by you in your suffering. I love this verse in Psalm 34:18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit.